Catherine Kobe, and I always think Kobe Bryant when I see your name, Catherine. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. You work with BNA. What does BNA do?
BNA does a lot of different things, but it collects a lot of information about legal precedents and a lot of issues that are going on in Washington, and basically is providing a lot of background information about that. What I do for BNA is the wage trend indicator, and it sort of is looking at what the future of wages might be.
In that wage trend indicator, some interesting information has come out. You have predicted that salaries will rise an average of 2% in the state of Michigan this year in the manufacturing sector.
Well, I wouldn't say that I've gone quite that far. I've said in general wages and salaries will probably accelerate to a 2% rate by the beginning of next year. I think Michigan is in a position where it might take advantage of some of that because manufacturing finally, after a long downward spiral, tends to be moving up a little bit because we have seen some export growth, for one thing. But, of course, one thing the wage trend indicator cannot take into effect is the current situation with the debt ceiling in Washington. If they don't raise that, then that's going to do bad things for the economy coast to coast. So it could affect Michigan and everyone else if that takes place.
Catherine, you mentioned there's been some export growth. Do you have any numbers with you to tell us about that?
I don't have numbers handy, but export growth has been relatively good this year. We would hope that the Europeans stay on track to still be buying our exports in the near future, because that's been one of the positive signs in the U.S. economy this year.
Well, if this 2% rise is possible, if it does happen, is that too small to signify anything, or what does it mean?
Well, I think it means that we are beginning to see the end of a really bad period of time in the labor markets, but labor market growth is still extremely slow compared to past recoveries, and 2% really is not much when you're looking at the kind of inflation numbers we've seen recently as far as gasoline price increases, food price increases. But it helps to keep the economy moving forward if people's wages increase somewhat.
Talk about employer short-sightedness.
In what sense?
Well, in the sense that manufacturing is having some trouble finding skilled workers, even in industries that appear to be declining.
Well, I think that what happens is that there are pockets of very skilled workers, and I have heard this complaint in manufacturing on more than one occasion, where because manufacturing has been in decline for so long, they haven't gotten a lot of new employees in and consequently have not been training them to take over these skilled positions. So as their workforce ages, they begin to lose some of those skilled workers and they don't have ready replacements for them. And that has been a problem for certain types of skilled workers in manufacturing.
Catherine, your tone sounds cautiously optimistic for Michigan's future.
Well, I think it's cautiously optimistic. Michigan is coming from a very low base because it's suffered a lot, both through manufacturing decline and some of the other problems that have taken place during the recession. So, but I think it is that we are seeing some improvements in manufacturing, and that would be a very positive note for Michigan.
Catherine Kobe is a senior economist with BNA. Thanks so much, Catherine.
Sure.